it didn't seem to be as good, certainly, as it is these days. And that was only, in 1977. So it's about that sort of period that he was diagnosed with diabetes. He then died in 1980 of a heart attack, and that was out of the blue. It just, we got a call one day and said that he'd died just crossing the room, and it was a quick way to go, so probably that would be the way he wanted to go, because he wasn't in hospital or anything else. So it,
how old was he when he died?
64. His treatment, Mum looked after him quite well. I don't know whether it was at a clinic or... because he went into the hospital, and as I say, it was for about a week that he went in to stabilise him and get his treatment sorted out. But he was a very secretive man. He didn't like anybody knowing anything. So, you know, it was very, very difficult for any of us to know what was going on. But Mum used to look after him really quite well. She used to make him... Of course, he didn't have sugar or anything like that, or cakes, but she used to make him jellies with gelatine and fruit juice, so there's no sweetness in it. It took a bit of getting used to, but he used to like it. And but I never remember him having sweets. I don't remember him having sweets when we were younger. He used to like an ice cream now and again, but that was about it. So I wouldn't have said that his diet... was any different from anybody else's diet.
Do you remember if he had difficulty in changing his diet after the diagnosis?
No, I don't think he did, because it wasn't a huge... It didn't seem to be a huge change to him. Not like Mum, which was a lot different. She was always a picker, so every time she got anything ready for us, she used to pick, and so she had a problem in that way. But certainly my father, because he was so secretive, but of course I'd left home in 1968, so I didn't see the home life. So I can't really comment on that in great depth, apart from, as I say, when we used to go around. We used to see them most weekends or sometime or other. And when my daughter was born in 1972, they were so over the moon, and they used to take her for walks and everything around what we used to call the Bluebell Woods at Woodley. And so that I saw of them, they certainly, my father didn't eat between meals or anything like that, so it was all at mealtime. And at that period, then, he wasn't overweight. Not that I remember him being overweight. So he was, as I say, I always imagined him being quite a fit man. So it was quite a surprise, really.
You say he was secretive. Was he embarrassed about having diabetes?
Yes, I think he was. In fact, I think Dad was embarrassed about being ill at all. He didn't like... it was almost, I think, seen as a weakness. So he wouldn't give in to anything, really. And he never... Well, all the time I can remember, right up until he was diagnosed with diabetes, that was the only time he had off work. He didn't have time off work, even with colds or anything like that. He just went to work, and he worked. That's the way it was seen to him.